Blog Talk Radio.
Continually be in my mouth. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You're tuned to Time to Talk About It with your host, Pastor G.W. Cheever Porter, coming to you from this beautiful city of Orlando, Florida. Yes, yes, yes. I'm sending blessings to you, you, and you. Yes, you that listen on a continued basis, I'm sending you lots of love and hugs and prayers, of course, praying that you're praying for me also, wishing you well and that you will have a blessed turkey day. Yes, each and every one of you, I wish I could dine with you. Oh, yes, and give me an invite. Call me today at 347-857-3925. Let me see if I can get on there and help you eat your turkey, okay? And them pies and cakes that you're going to make. Yes, I'm just, my mouth just drizzling right now for some. Praise God, praise God. I'm waiting now. Give me a call, 347-857-3925. Why don't you give me an invite to your dinner party that you're having? Oh, we thank God for you. Today we thank God. We do have Deacon Mike with us today, and we have Sister Diane, yes, here today, that artistic jewelry maker. You should see her jewelry. Yes, she makes some beautiful jewelry. Ah, yes, you should get some. Oh, yes, reasonable, reasonable, too. And we thank God for it today, those of you that are listening. Yes, we thank God for you. I know I do. I don't know about nobody else, but I really, really do appreciate you. And when you call, oh, my feet get the happy happies. Why don't you give me a call today and let me know how you're enjoying the broadcast. And if you just have a testimony, let us know what it is, okay? 347-857-3925. Waiting to hear from you, you and you. All right, today we want to pray for Mr. Matucci. I think I'm pronouncing the name right, the principal at Zellwood Elementary, who's in the hospital right at this moment. We are praying for him, sending prayers out to him right now in the name of Jesus, that God will, God will, God will. Yes, when we say God will, he'll take care of the situation. We're leaving in his hand right now in the name of Jesus. Looking to see you soon. I hear from you soon, Mr. Matucci. And we thank God for it. We're asking God to touch our own prophet, Delandra Wright. We ask God that lives in Apopka, I believe it is. We ask God to touch him also. He's home right now, and today is his happy birthday. We sending him a happy birthday because he's home. Praise God. Now, we don't know if he just ran away now because it's his birthday now. We don't know whether he did that or not. Praise God. But we wishing him a happy birthday and that he have a lovely, lovely time, whatever his wife have prepared for him and his family, but more so this wife. She knows she got something special for him. All right, praise God. And you, if it's your birthday, happy birthday to you also today, that you'll have many, 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 many more happy birthdays. Those of you that God has done something wonderful for you, I am just, oh, I'm so happy. I wish you'd share it with us, you know. Share what God has done for you, be it healing you, your family, somebody in your family, or making a way. God have blessed you with your new house, your new car, your new diamond ring, whatever, your engagement, whatever God has done for you, giving you a husband or wife, just tell us about it. Let us rejoice with you. We want to rejoice with you today in Jesus' name, okay? Amen, amen. And we're still praying for John Bimbo to get a kidney transplant. We're still praying for him that God will undertake in his way in Jesus' name. We're praying for Tanya Joseph also that God will touch her, bring her out of the coma. We're still praying. We're going to pray until something happens in Jesus' name. And, of course, we're praying for you, you and you also. Whatever your need may be, we're praying for it today. Okay, praise God. Hallelujah. We're praying for you, all the pastors out there we're praying for. Also, that God will take and touch you in whatever manner you need touching, be it in your body or in your life as a whole. You want to be encouraged, or you need finances, your members are acting up, or whatever the case may be. We are praying for who? You. You and you. Let us know, and we will call their name, your name, is everybody's name. Hallelujah. We also praying for the Leonard family. Amen. Also, praise God, the brother that is in the hospital. We're praying for him in the name of Jesus that God will undertake in his life also. Yes, and we thank God for those that he's already healed. We thank God for you right now, and your family, those that lost loved ones, we are praying for you. I was thinking, when you lose a loved one, somebody that was dear to you and everything, they're always in your mind. You know that? Regardless, something, there's always something to remind you of them. Have you ever noticed that? It's not you just throw them away out your mind. They've been dead for 2 years or so, and you say, or 3 years, whatever the case may be, and you say they're out your mind. But they're never out of your mind. You always have something to think about them, some little a cute word they said, some little act they done for you. You may have some kind of something they give you for a gift or another, and it's always something to remind you of them, and you will smile a smile, that little annoying smile that you get, you know, they must be smiling on me in heaven or somewhere. Pray long as they ain't smiling on you from hell. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. Isn't it wonderful to know that they're always with you and you're thinking about them? And some people say, well, you're going to forget mama. You're going to forget your daddy and all that. You can't forget them because they're a part of you. Did you know that? I hope you know that. Just trying to encourage you today, let you know that everybody has lost something or someone, you know, one time or another, and they all have memories, you know, memories of the good times. Don't think about the bad times, you know. Think about the good times, okay? Let me give you a word I ran up on today. I thought it was beautiful. I'm going to see how you think about it. What a person sees through the windows of his life is often influenced and shaped by that which he beholds in the mirror. When the glass reflects the face of selfishness, the landscape of life appears to process nothing but a field of grasping tentacles. When the mirror reveals lines of suspicion in one's countenance, the world is viewed as nothing but confusion and distrust. If, however, he looks into his mirror and sees signs of compassion, an image of brotherhood, and the contours of kindness, his eyes perceive an endless panorama of beauty and goodness. Ah, I like that. You want me to read that again to you? I thought it was beautiful. What a person sees through the windows of his life is often influenced and shaped by that which he beholds in the mirror. When the glass reflects the face of selfishness, the landscape of life appears to possess nothing but a field of grasping tentacles. When the mirror reveals lines of suspicion in one's countenance, the world is viewed as nothing but confusion and distrust. If, however, he looks into his mirror and sees signs of compassion, an image of brotherhood, and the contours of kindness, his eyes perceive an endless panorama of beauty and goodness. What are you seeing today? Just what are you seeing today? You know, it's so good to be here today, alive, you know. Oh, it's so good to be alive. Isn't it good to be alive? I tell you, I am so glad to be alive. I couldn't be talking to you if I wasn't, couldn't I? Bless God. Hallelujah. But we thank God today that we are here, don't we?
Amen.
We thank him. I appreciate God for, you know, pardon me, allotting me some life for one more day. Oh, I could just praise him and I just offer that. He's kind. And you know, oftentimes your life is full of something, you know. It is. Think about it. And you got so many things going on. Say, well, I don't feel so good. You know, well, the doctor told me this, that, or the other. Well, my friends say I ain't going to make it and I can't do this or that. Or that. Who you going to believe? I'm reminded of what the Bible say. Whose report will you believe, huh? Are you just going to believe every negative thing that come about? You going to believe that? Or will you just say, I'm going to put my trust in the Lord until I die? My. Well, that's good, wasn't it? Praise God. But today I'm just going to talk about, the affairs of your heart, the state of your heart today. And we're going to give you just that little thought. I always like this little thought, huh? Because your cheating heart going to tell on you. Huh? You heard that song a long time ago. Who sang it? Elvis or somebody? I don't remember who sang it right now. But it is a fact. Because, you know, as I read through these scripture and turning page to page, you know, Jeremiah, the 17 chapters where we going to start, huh? And it says, starting at the 9th verse, it says, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? God said, I, the Lord, search the heart. I try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doing. See, now, God will reveal what your heart has, what is the hidden intent of your heart. God will reveal that. You don't believe that, do you? He can even tell the prophet of prophets, of apostles, or somebody like that. He can tell them some of the intents of your heart. I know they're not a mind reader, but God reveals the very intent of your heart. Do you see what I'm saying? That's why your heart will tell on you. When you are trying to get over, somebody's always trying to get over on somebody else. Have you ever noticed that? Somebody's always lying too. You know what I'm saying? You know how it goes. Somebody got something to say. And what? Then you go to Matthew, and Matthew tell you, say, that from without, it comes out of your heart. What comes out your heart? Evil thoughts, adulterers, fornication, murderers, thefts, covetous wickedness, deceit, listen here, and evil eye. All of this foolishness and pride, huh, is inside of that heart, and it will come out and cause you to have a cheating heart. You're cheating on the Holy Ghost. You're cheating on God Almighty. Did you hear what I'm telling you now? That's what I'm trying to say. Well, now, you know, if you're an adulterer, if you're a fornicator, murderer, hey, you're doing big-time cheating there. You see what I'm saying? Big time. And it always comes out. You cannot hide these things. Because, you know, every time when God be warning you, you know, cut it out now. Stop your foolishness now. Get rid of your pride now. Don't fornicate no more. Don't commit adultery no more. And you just keep on doing it because you think nobody knows. Huh? And don't nobody see me because I'm round about. I'm in the Hideaway Hotel down on blank street. And nobody can't see me because it's dark in the back. You know I am. And can't nobody see me. But, honey, I'm here to tell you, you're cheating. I'm going to tell on you every time because God knows the intent of your heart. And he will reveal it, you know. Now, I ran upon a scripture, you know, in the Bible, ran upon a scripture that was very interesting about that because we always trying to hide something from somebody that's wrong. You don't try to hide nothing right. You know, everything that's good happening, you blast it all over the place. You tell all your business. Wonder how she know. Wonder how he know. Because you told it. Huh? But you don't want to tell that evil and wicked stuff, now, do you? You feel, let me tell you how it goes. Now, you feel that you don't have to pay for this evilness that you're doing. That's why you keep doing it. But let me tell you what Ecclesiastes said about that same thing, huh? Let me just tell you, I'm going to read that from the scripture, what it says. Ecclesiastes 8 and 11 says, because sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily, therefore the heart of the sons of men is fully set in them to do evil. Because it ain't nothing happened right away while you doing it, you keep doing it because you think you're getting away from it. But the Bible said your heart, an evil man's heart is set in them to do evil. So it's set there to do evil and you keep doing evil because you ain't never got caught yet. Huh? See, you're always thinking you're getting away with the wicked. Wicked men. You ever seen when they robbing a store or a house or whatever? They always think they're getting away, don't they? Most of the time now, listen now. Most of the time, somebody sees you. Somebody seen your car. Somebody seen, heard the noise. Something went on. And, you know, I was just looking at the news and I was just thinking about it. The same thing, I was thinking about it. And now these terrorists go and blow up Paris and all of this stuff, and they feel like they're getting away with it, but yet they want to be braggadocious about it and talk about, I did it, my thing did it, and then you get caught. Huh? Then you start running. Well, if you're going to brag about it, why are you running? To get up there and take your medicine. You see? Now, you don't get away with it. How in the world? People want to know, how did them people catch them people so quick? What did them people take? We going to get them. If they must know something. You know, something was flagging around. You see, the devil is so dumb about his stuff. He always trying to do something on the down low and for nobody know, and it always come out every time. You know, a man cheating on his wife, it ain't going to last long. She going to find out. because she got a smeller on her face. She got a nose that she can smell that kind of carrying on. Now, you women, you know. That man, he cheating, you can smell it. See what I'm saying? He gonna forget something. You know, the movie we seen, I forgot what movie it was, but anyway, it said, the woman say, she say, well, hi, you took a bath. I smelled the soap on you. And you supposed to been working. You see? And he come up smelling like Irish Spring. Tell on him. See, if nothing is hid, because every time you cheat, something gonna come up. You gonna slip. People rob banks, and they feel like they got it made. It's gone. Somebody gonna tell it, or you gonna tell on yourself because you wanna brag. I got away with this much money because I robbed the bank. What you gonna go around talking about you robbed the bank for? You is about the craziest criminal I ever seen. See, you going to get caught. You might as well have went on to the jail and say, here I am. You see what I'm saying? People do dumb things. They feel like they're getting away with sin. They feel like they're getting away with whatever they do wrong, wicked or whatever. They feel they're getting with somewhere down the line, it's going to get you. It may take years to get you, but it's going to get you. Huh? It's going to come up. You hear what I'm saying? It's either you get on your deathbed and you got to meet your maker. And you may have to confess then, but they got you. Okay. Huh? And you got to pay for it. He said, whatever a man sow, that's what he going to reap. Do you get it? Mm-hmm. See? Now, you don't get away with nothing. I don't care how you try to hide it, put a blanket over it, dig a hole and try to cover it. You know. See them people throw people in the lake and everything. They gonna wash up soon, huh? And when they wash up, you gonna have some evidence that you did it. Nothing is hid. Do you get it? Nothing is hid. I don't care how you try. It ain't here, all right? Because what? God does what? He is the pay. He's the paymaster. He pay every man, the Bible say, according to what? His works. And then we read that. Every man is paid according to work that he's doing in this body. Notice I say in this body. Okay? Now, you think you're going to get another body? You can go get a plastic surgery if you want to, but the evidence is going to show your fingerprints, voice print. They got all kind of prints to catch you. Your hair, your slobber, your DNA show up, always show up. See? So why go out and get into trouble? Why go out and commit these sins and crimes, you know? You know, we got a bunch of folks out here, they just love to commit a crime. Huh? And some people are just, they just do it just to be doing it. Can you see rich people doing that? I don't see why they got to rob somebody. They got plenty of money. But because it's wicked. Because it's against the principles of God, people do these things. Because the devil get him and say, oh, yes, I'm going to turn them into this and that and the other. And people walk right into that bit of trouble and feel like I'm going to get away with it. They go to the store and steal a candy bar. And from then on, they want to steal something because they got away with the candy bar. Well, you can't get away with everything. You can't get away with stealing somebody's car. Nowadays, they got them things on it, them LoJacks on people's cars, you know, and everything. See, so nothing is hid. What are you hiding today, huh? Because Proverbs 28 say, he that trusts in his own heart is a fool. But if you walk wisely, You'll be delivered from whatever comes upon you. But you can't, listen here, don't trust in your own heart, because if he tell you about your heart is so deceitful, why in the world would you want to trust it? Well, it's my heart, and I ought to know my heart. No, you don't. The Bible says you don't. It says it's deceitful above all things and wicked. Who can know it? Huh? Who? You know, people look so good on the outside. Oh, they look like they got it going on, and they just the sweetest, as sweet as sugar, and just as wicked on the inside, would do horrible things. You ever seen the face look like a nice little next-door neighbor boy or girl? And they wicked. They will kill their own mother. Hmm? We got these people out here. Huh? Are you one of them? You don't want to be one of them. You want to be a Jesus person, don't you? Huh? You want to walk up upright before the Lord, huh? Ain't that what you want to do? I know you do. You don't want to be like that. You don't want to even name that name in your life, do you? You don't want nobody in your life to even be nowhere like that, do you? Hmm. Because what is cheap? Dishonesty? Trickery? Hmm? You want to deceive? Swindle people? This is what you want to do, huh? This is what's in you to do. You ever seen some people got the cane habits? Well, I can't help it. I'm a kleptomaniac. Huh? Well, now, when you get behind them bars, what you going to do then? Steal the bars? What you going to steal there? Hmm? You going to still be stealing? They can't put you in no further, can they? But God don't want you to be that way. God has made a way for you to escape these things. Huh? Don't cheat. Don't try to be who you are not. Now, that's a dishonest act that we find in the church world a whole lot. Hmm? Everybody want to be something they're not. They want to be, God called you to be the preacher and you want to be the teacher. He called you to be an evangelist and you want to be the prophet. He just called you to be the doorkeeper and say everybody want to prophesy. And tell somebody about their life. They want to, as they say, they used to say, read you. Read a book. Read the Bible. Stop trying about reading people. Leave that for the soothsayers and Madam Hookie, them people. Let them do the reading. They read your palms. God ain't tell you to read nobody. He give you gifts to operate in his will. See? Not to operate in your will. Oh, I know they was wrong. I know they couldn't do wrong. What are you? Huh? You just sit in church instead of listening to the word. You up there trying to read everybody sitting up in church. Yeah, the Lord told me. Oh, yeah, while I was sitting there, the Lord told me about you. No, it ain't. Your heart is cheating on you, telling you a lie, because the Lord didn't tell you no such thing. The only thing that's coming forth now is because you heard that person say such and such a thing, and you went from there and manufactured the rest. See, your heart just lied to you. It deceived you. And you go and open your mouth. Hmm? Your own heart, see, out of your own heart can cause you to do foolish things. Did you hear what I'm saying? Yes, it will. Are you one of those? You say, well, why are you going to die? Well, I think about it so many times how people are doing crazy things all over the world, and because they feel like this is the way I feel, this is what's in my heart, and you know, something drove me. It's always something drove me to it. This ain't the devil told me to do it, and I did it. You can't blame God. Blame yourself for listening to a voice that wasn't God. That's what you do, listening to a voice that is not God, and you listening and doing what it tells you. Well, you know what? Let me tell you, honey, I don't let nothing come between me and mine. If they mess with me, I'm going to cut them or shoot them. God told you to believe him and he'll take care of that, not you taking care of it. So when you take care of it, you end up getting into trouble. Then when you get behind bars, you want to call the pastor and everybody else now. Now when you needed help, you didn't call nobody to help you. You took care of that business yourself, didn't you? See, your heart just lied to you. Told you, I can do it. I can take care of my own problem. I don't need no help. You need somebody to help you pray so that you don't get into trouble. Huh? So many gets into trouble because they don't want nobody to help them, you know. What's wrong with going to one of these places that supply food and get some food? Because your pride is there and you don't want to ask nobody for nothing, so you'd rather starve to death. Or go out and rob somebody. See how your cheating heart will tell on you? Because you locked up now. You all in prison, do you hear me? Come on now, think about it. Women on the corner. Well, if there was anything else, if I could do anything else, I wouldn't be out here, honey. No, I wouldn't. Well, you out there because you want to be out there. What's wrong with a McDonald's? What's wrong with cleaning somebody's house? What's wrong? You may not want to do that job, but it'll be sufficient until you can get something else, till you have gotten yourself in a position that you can get a better job. But if you don't know nothing, you ain't going to get no better job. That's all you know. And you just want to go out there and pull tricks. That's all. See? Your heart just cheated on you again. Huh? Got you out there talking about, well, I just got to have me a honeydew, a sweet back. You know, I got to have me a man with some money, you know, and one to pay for my nails and one to pay for my hair and one to pay for my eyelashes and all this here old craziness. Go get a job. If you're not going to trust God, get you a job. Now, you may have to work at McDonald's or somebody like that, flip some burgers, but at least you're doing something honestly. Come on now, think about it. See, your cheating heart going to tell on you every time. Every time you look, it's going to tell on you, huh? Something's going to come about. You're going to be in some type of trouble, some type of chaotic situation you'll be in. Your children will get in, or somebody will get in, just because you didn't want to do it right. You didn't want to walk upright. Jeremiah say about the, you know, his ways and according to the fruit of your doings is what you're going to get paid. Amen. What you doing? I know you're trying to be secret servant. I ain't never seen so many people so secretive. The secret service seem like they got stuff going out more than you. And they supposed to keep secrets. But they telling a whole lot of stuff. See? Let me tell you what Matthew says, though. Even so, you also outwardly appear righteous unto men, but within you are full of hypocrisy and iniquity. Hear what this, that, now, read the book. Read the book. 23rd chapter of Matthew. Read the book. It's right there, right here for you, if you just read it. That's all. Matthew, the 23rd chapter. You can start the 25th verse and read on down and read on through there. Tell you about yourself, huh? 28th verse was where I was coming from. But it'll tell you about yourself because you want to appear to be holy than thou. See, now I ain't picked nobody out particular. I don't know who is listening. I don't know. I'm just reading on my book, you know, because you're cheating hard to tell on you. Oh, it'll tell on you. You hear what I'm saying? And so many people get sick for so many reasons. Different kind of sicknesses applies to a different type of sin, depending on what kind of sin it is. Brings about certain sicknesses. It tells on you then, don't it? Hello? Come on now. You don't want to think about it, but you know it do. You out there living on the down low, well, you know, messing with the wrong people. Huh? And what happened? Somebody done beat you down. You laid up in the hospital now. Everything broken. Because you decided you want to do something foolish. You want to mess with the wrong person. When you should have been messing with somebody else, you messed with the wrong. Okay? Now you take that any way you want. See? Evil thoughts. Spreading lies. You don't want the truth, you know. Why is it so hard for you to accept the truth of the God's word? I ain't talking about my words now. I'm talking about God's words. Because you have to weigh my words. But God's words is written right here in his book, telling us how to live, telling us things that we should not touch, taste, or handle. These are the word things that God has put here for us not to do, but not to do. And why do we find it so beautiful to do? Why sin looks so good and attractive to you? The devil made it shine like pure gold to you. Just like Eve. He had to make that fruit shine, look good to her. He had to tell her some things to cause her to see it in a different light for her to go mess with. Now, she know all about that fruit. She know about she wasn't supposed to bother Adam there. She know all about it. But yet and still she did what? She listened to the devil, lied to her, caused her because, let me tell you, I'm going back to my subject now. She had a heart that was cheating. That was the part of Adam that desired to eat it but wouldn't do it. So when she came forth, now she can eat it and he partook of it.
Come on now.
My. Cheating hard to tell on you. You see what I'm talking about? It'll tell on you with the quickness. It tell what you've been wanting to do all the time. You heard people say that. They wanted to do that all the time. You done heard that, didn't you? So, in other words, you were speaking from a point that their heart was being shown what was really there.
Okay,
isn't that what you were speaking from when you said that? My. Oh, my God. The things that we get ourselves in because we listen to our own self. We pump ourselves up and not knowing that we don't take time. Better still, we don't take time to ask God, this you or is this your will that I should walk this way, talk this way, get into this, be in friends with them, or get lost, or whatever the case may be. You never consult God with it, even down to get married. We just go get married to something that just look good to the eye. and please the lust of this flesh. And then we go get married to it. Then after then, we start crying, oh, God, have mercy, deliver me.
Yes, Lord.
Well, you should have listened to God or found out what he was saying about that person. Well, I can fix that. So you just lied to yourself again. See? You feel like, oh, he makes my heart go pitter-patter. That ain't nothing but your pulse running fast. That's all. And your heart ain't got nothing to do with it. You know, I thought about this here, too. Let me throw this in. Don't cost you nothing. You know, I have a heart deceives us so much, don't it? Sometimes the gas in the body causes the heart to be, and we think we got a heart attack.
Come on now.
You see what I'm talking about? Now, how can you trust it?
Mm-hmm.
If it fools you sometime that you got it, you think you got a heart attack and only gas. Indigestion. Huh? Think about it now. Think about the stuff we go through. Is it real or not? Huh? Is it real? Is this God? Is God telling me this? Is God saying this? Is this something I just want to do? See, a lot of times it's just stuff we want to do. We've seen somebody, well, I think it's all right. If they did it, it's all right. Huh? And now you got yourself in a pickle. I know I sound evangelistic, don't I? Praise God. But it's the truth is right. It's time for the church to get right so we can go home. We ain't going to God's home if we ain't right. That's all there is to it. I know that's some bad language, English. Now, I didn't tell you I was an English major. Okay? I wasn't. Okay? But I know this, that I want to live for God, and I want to do it the way he wants me to do it. Sometimes we do make errors, but not purposely, because we just don't know. But I feel like this. I have a responsibility to tell people so they can't come up with the excuse, now I don't know. I tell you, whether you want to accept it from me or not, I'm going to still tell you the truth that God showed me in the book that he told me to tell his people. Now, whether you walk in it, that's between you and God, but it ain't on me. Because I do not want to go into judgment with a lot of excuses, because they ain't, God ain't going to hear them anyway. He ain't going to hear them. Because they come under this heading of a cheating heart. Your heart been cheating all the time, and you didn't want to make a change. Hello? You like being dishonest and deceitful. You like lying. Huh? You know you like lying. Come on. Everybody like to lie to me. Well, it's just a little white lie. What's them white, black, or green? What different in the color? Lie is a lie. Huh? Right is right and wrong is wrong in anybody's book. Any way you look at it, right is right and wrong is wrong. See? But we don't want to hear nothing wrong, we say. But we always dishing out something wrong. Hello? I'm just talking today. I'm Deacon Butler, kind of like Deacon Mike now. I'm just saying. Hello? So when are we going to get this thing right? When are we going to do it? You can't do it after God take you out of here. Do it now, huh? Do it now. Change things in your life now. Allow God to put a robe of righteousness upon you. Then do like David said, create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me. You know, say that prayer instead of praying, oh, I'm so right, and everybody else is so wrong. I ain't going to say I'm right all the time because I know sometimes I'm wrong, and then I say, oh, my God, that didn't sound right. You see what I'm saying? Confess your faults. He said one to the other, but you always confess that I am right, I am right, I am right. But he said, confess your fault. But then when people look at you and then say, I thought you was this and I thought you was that, then you're a lie. Say, I am. Oh, I believe that now. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Okay, let's see what Deacon Mike going to say now. Hello.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord for that word from Apostle Porter. Yeah, sometimes we get ourselves in these pickles, you know, and it takes the Lord to bring us out because Lord knows we can get ourselves in a tight. And you know, the thing is, how do we pull ourselves out? Do we do it on our own, or do we let God help us? See, the problem is we back ourselves in the corner because we listen to what the devil is doing and putting out, and that's what's wrong with us. I'm just saying that we need to learn how to depend on God, for God to bring us out, for God to take us forward. But, you know, a lot of times, like we talked about last night, it depends on that faith and your belief in God. Do you really believe in him to help you? Do you really believe in him to trust him? And see, that's a whole lot of things that's involved in this that we need to go. But put it under the heading of belief and trust. We got to have that faith. We got to have that belief to have that faith. You know, a lot of times, and I think I was messing with Apostle this morning, and I was talking about the terrorists, and I say, well, look here, they got some faith because they blow theyself up for what they believe in. You know, so that has to be some faith. That had to be some powerful faith that for them to believe in that, for them to do what they do. You know, but you got to look that this is the thing. Then I heard on the news this morning that a bunch of the governors and someone made a thing to President Obama that they said they only want to accept just the Christians in this country. Now, let's get back to that. They don't want to treat the Christians right that's already in the country. What are they going to do with some new ones? You understand what I'm saying? Now, these people are really devoted Christians. What are they going to do with them because they only want to accept Christians in the country now? If that ain't the stupidest thing I've heard, now, I don't mind. Don't get me wrong. But the thing about it is, you just can't accept one people and leave out another, because God loves all people. And this is what it comes down to. We have to love all mankind, whether they be wrong, whether they be indifferent, different colors, different nationalities. But the point of the matter is, we got to love all our brethren. And this is what it comes down to, loving all our brethren. I mean, the thing is, can we love our enemy? Now, that's a good question. And that's what we come down to this day and time, is can we love our enemy?
Can
we? Can it be done? Can you do it? Can I do it? It's hard. It will be hard, but it's something that we... As human beings, we have to understand that we need to get to bring these things forth, and these things have to happen. And Monday I was coming out of 2 Samuel chapter 22 about how Samuel always prayed to God for his enemies, that God brought him out of violent situations and things on a regular basis. God was always bringing David out, but he was always with David, and David understood this, because chapter 22 is one of David's last prayers before he died. And we got to understand that David was a man after God's own heart, because David had a repentant heart too. He wasn't perfect by a long shot, but he knew who God was. He knew that God is the one that keeps him, and God was the keeper of his life. He knew that God protected him from his enemies. He knew that God protected him from the king who was after him. He knew all of this. So he always gave praise to God. Number one, he always repented. Number two, he always gave praise to God. He always knew where his strength came from. He had enough faith to praise God. He had enough faith to put in God. See, this is the thing. Do we have enough faith to put in God? We have to understand that we need enough faith to put in God this day and time, because this day and time is rough. We have so many distractions that are going on. We have so many things going. The world is shrinking around us because of the internet world that we live in today, because we can talk to someone around the world on the other side of the planet when 20 years ago, 20, 30 years ago, we couldn't do that. Now you can do that. So that's what I mean by the world is shrinking around us, because it's almost like we can reach out and touch somebody in China today. I mean, that's the world we're living in today. That everything is in proximity of each other. We got to deal with these things now. And you know, and we were thinking, and we were talking this morning. They had also in the news this morning that they picked up 90 terrorists here in the United States, and they was all American. So that lets you know that it ain't just the ones across the water. We have plenty right here at home. Already here, homegrown. So if we need to pray now more than ever before, because things are coming, as apostles say, things are coming to the forefront. You have to look at how things are rising to the forefront. All those who had them cheating hearts, it's starting to come to the forefront. That's what we got to look at. Look at the, okay, I'm going to put it this way, as apostles say, the cheating hearts. Look at those Americans who want to blow up Americans. They had a cheating heart, but it came to the forefront because they're caught now. But all those cheating hearts that's going on today is coming to the forefront. We have to look at all these things that's coming to the forefront now. And that, but we got to pray more now than we ever did before. Because of all these things that are transpiring around us. Now, we can't close our minds and ears off because of what's going on around us. Because that would be foolish for us to think that nothing is happening around us. We can't believe, we can't be that foolish and that naive. Because things are happening so fast and so rapidly around us that we got to stay prayed up. We got to continue to have faith in God. Because if we don't have faith in God, where are we? We'll be lost. We might as well give up on life, because we'll be lost. We won't have anything to hold on to grasp to. If it wasn't a God, then we'd have to invent one. Because we need our trust in God at this day, at this time, at this hour. The trust and the belief in God that we have to maintain, and we have to keep running, and we have to keep on point when we're dealing with these aspects of life today. And as I say, the world is shrinking around us, and we have to look at what's going on around us. Because you can turn on the news and see what's happening in your area at this time. You can all look in the paper and see what's happening in your area at this time. Because it can be things that's happening right next door to you that you don't even know. Mm-hmm. That you don't even know what's going on. But that cheating heart does come to the front, because you do find out. At some point in time, something going to happen, and you're going to find out that something is wrong and something is amiss. Now, God ain't going to let nothing happen to you if you pray and you ask him. If you ask God to give you that discerning spirit, that discerning heart, that you can be able to detect what's going on. But you see, a lot of times we're warned. Our hair stand up behind our neck. Our hair stand up on our arms and stuff. We'll feel goosebumps. We always know when something is going amiss. But do we pay attention? You know, sometimes the Holy Spirit will just blow in your ear. It's telling you to listen. See what's going on. But we got to understand what's happening and what's happening around us today. We need to pray more than ever before. We need to pray every day. And thank God, especially when you wake up in the morning, that you're still here. You know, you can't worry about anything else, but you got to thank God for yourself that you're still here. When you wake up in the morning, open up your eyes, that you still have an understanding to breathe, that you still have an understanding in your mind that God has saved you and protected you at this morning, at this time. So we need to understand these things that's going on today. And here, Sister Diane.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. That was an awesome word from Apostle Porter and Deacon Michael. I tell you, the affairs of your heart, or the state of your heart. God is a mighty, mighty God. And, you know, I was looking at Psalms 44, verse 20, and it says, if we have forgotten the name of our God, or stretch out our hands to a strange God, shall not God search this out? For he knoweth the secrets of the heart. Yea, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Now mind you, you hear what he said? For he knoweth the secrets of the heart. So he knew all about you. Why? Because he's the one that created you, including that little heart. And when we say we in love, is it love or is it lust? Which L is it that you're operating in? But you know what? When we forget God and you think that it's okay to do evil and you think that you're getting away with it, I tell you, when it's time to pay the price, then you're wondering, why is this happening to me? But you forget all the stuff that you was doing, all the evil that you thought that you was getting away with. God, bring it back to your forefront. Be careful on the way how you treat people. Be careful on the way how you say things, I tell you. Sometimes I myself have to watch my mouth. I tell you straight up, because I can get very sarcastic and don't care. But guess what? God bring it right back to me. So be careful on how you treat people. That heart is a funny thing. It is a funny thing. And when you're talking about conscience, if you have one, that heart is going to let you know that you have one. Because it's going to trouble you greatly. So, know that there's a God above. He's high and he look low. There is no secret. Whether we think it, we feel it, whatever, there is no secret from him. He knows all and sees all. So you tune in every Wednesday and Thursday to Blog Talk Radio. That call-in number is 347-857-3925. That's 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. You can also tune into blogtalkradio.com/timetotalkaboutit and listen to each and every segment that Apostle Porter has put out there. Every Friday night at 11 p.m., we have the Wailing Walls Prayer Line hosted by our very own Elder Whitted. That call-in number is 218-548-6746, code 3333 pound. That's 218-548-6746, code 3333 pound. So come on, let's pray one for another and tear the devil kingdom down and take back everything that we have allowed him to take from us. Every Monday at 3 p.m., we have Deacon Michael with I'm Just Saying. That call-in number is 917-889-2211. That's 917-889-2211. That's every Monday at 3 p.m. And you know what? You can call in on any one of those days, any one of those times, and you can give your praise report or you can ask for prayer. Till then, you be blessed, and I'll see you tomorrow at 9 a.m.
On my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. Then I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. Then he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs.
As soon as I stop worrying,
I stop worrying,
worrying how the story ends.
When I let go,
I let go,
and I let
God,
let him have,
let God have his way.
That's when things
start happening.
Let go.
Let go.
Let go.
Let go.